The tea to make colds worse. Today is
January 25, 2009.
A random noodle update.
From theramennoodle.com.
As you know from my recently recorded several octave lower podcast a couple weeks ago, I was just getting over a cold. And I seem to be getting colds like crazy these days. If you didn't know, you can get crazy. I saw it at Walmart the other day on sale, so every now and then I get things like crazy, and I actually get crazy. When you buy it on sale, you really save a lot of money. Otherwise, paying retail price, crazy is just crazy expensive. So never buy crazy when it's crazy expensive. Only get things like crazy and then get crazy itself when it's on sale. With me? Good. Let's move on. In addition to eating the classic chicken-flavored ramen noodles while I'm sick with a cold, I also try to consume other things that will help me along my path of getting over what ails me. During these days that I have a cold, I call these TP days because I drink a lot of tea and so I have to, well, you get the idea. This one particular evening, I decided that I needed to make some tea for myself. So I grabbed the mug that was nearby that I had already been using for tea the night before and decided to go ahead and make tea in it again because I didn't feel like getting another mug out and having to wash another mug and all of that stuff that just takes time and hence money. So I grabbed my cup, put some water in it, put a tea bag in it, threw it in the microwave for 2.5 minutes or so. This was going to be an orange and spice tea, which is normally very good for my throat because it has the orange in it, the spice, it's got the tea, and then I'll sweeten it with honey, which helps further improve its benefit to my conquering my current health ailment. This cup of tea, however, was not so healthy. Let's be honest here. Sometimes when we have a cold, there are just certain things you have to do to get rid of all of the nasties that you get with a cold. Like that. And then when you do that, you gotta do something with it. Sorry about that. I wonder if I'm the first person to visit Mount Wanahoka Loogie on a podcast. My cold had mandated my hoking a lot of loogies in the past evenings and this evening as well. The previous evening, I just was tired of getting up from my computer, going over to the bathroom, spitting in the sink, washing it down, and all of that. So what I decided to do is use a dish that was nearby as a little private spittoon. Unfortunately, the dish I chose was a mug. Now that's not so unfortunate, but what is unfortunate is that is the mug I selected the following evening in which to make a new cup of tea. When I pulled out the tea from the microwave and looked at it, I thought, why does this look different? Tea doesn't usually bubble up like this and doesn't normally have things floating in it like this did. And then I realized the nasty truth and had realized as well that this cup of tea would not improve my health at all, and it would probably make it even worse and disgusting at the same time. Now, you may think this is funny, but really, it's not. Thanks for listening. If you enjoy the ramen noodle, please leave a comment on the website, theramennoodle.com, T-H-E-R-A-M-E, a couple of N's, a couple of O's, D-L-E.com. You can also leave a rating and review in iTunes, or email me at theramennoodle.com, and I will read your question or read your message or whatever you want to say in the podcast, and hopefully you say something good enough that we can have some fun with it. You can also leave all sanity behind you by following me on Twitter at twitter.com/theramennoodle. And if you need a website designed, then visit my sponsor, D. Joseph Design, at djosephdesign.com.